President Trump is pushing back on reports that his White House is in chaos. Today he tweeted, "The fake news is going all out in order to demean and denigrate such hatred." Joining us now is Leon Panetta, former White House Chief of Staff for President Clinton, former CIA Director and Secretary of Defense for President Obama. He's now Chairman of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy. Secretary Panetta, welcome back to Here and Now.
Nice to be with you, Jeremy.
And about 2 months ago, we asked you about President Trump's then new Chief of Staff, John Kelly. You said the Trump White House had lacked an adult in the Oval Office. Has anything that you've seen since made you think that a moderating influence has arrived?
Well, I think what John has brought to the White House is obviously a better and stronger chain of command and greater discipline and greater control of access to the president. What he has not done is to control the principal here, who is the president.
And what are the consequences of that, in your view?
Well, look, this is all about the ability of the president to govern this country. I mean, this is not reality TV. It's not a television show. This is about a president of the United States either assuming the responsibility of governing this country or rejecting that responsibility in favor of turmoil. And if that's what he's choosing to do, then you can have the best chain of command in the White House. You can have all of the discipline you want with the staff. But the main and fundamental purpose of the presidency is not being fulfilled, which is governing the country.
You know, you sound a lot like Senator Bob Corker in recent days and what he's been saying about the White House.
Well, you know, I've worked with Bob Corker, and it's probably fair to say that he and I think a lot alike about these kinds of issues because, you know, the tradition that we were raised with and experienced in the Congress and in the executive branch is one where you assume the responsibility of governing and abiding by the values that this country is all about. And when that's not happening, it concerns us because it represents a real test of whether or not the institutions of our democracy can respond and can try to stabilize our country for the future.
All right, well, let's talk about the issues. And starting with North Korea, we've seen the rhetoric increase since you and I last spoke. But how worried are you about the possibility of a nuclear conflict in the near future?
Well, what I worry about is that the president seems to have limited his diplomatic options here, certainly in the comments he made about Secretary Tillerson. So it's beginning to reduce itself to the military options, none of which, frankly, are very acceptable. There's no check here. It's just two people playing with what the potential for a nuclear war, and I think that's dangerous.
Do you think that President Trump is trying to push North Korea to make the first move so that he can respond?
I think that the president is frustrated by not having any good options. That's not new. I mean, every president has been frustrated by the options in North Korea. But I think what he has to accept is that ultimately it demands a policy of containment and deterrence, building up our military capabilities, providing a missile shield there, working with our allies, continuing to put harder sanctions in place, and continuing to try to work with the Chinese. That's what's involved here. And as frustrating as it may be, that, very frankly, is the only option that is available to this president.
What about the issue of Iran? The president is expected to announce this week that he will not recertify the Iran nuclear deal, which would give Congress 60 days to take up the issue. What are you thinking about the Iran deal? If the president does decertify the deal, what are the consequences for the U.S.?
Well, again, I think it's a terrible mistake. This president seems to handle whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy, he kind of enjoys rolling hand grenades in a room and watching the turmoil that results from that. I mean, he just wants to shake things up for the purpose of shaking things up. And, you know, that's what he's doing here now with Iran as well, which is, you know, look, there's a wrong way and a right way to deal with the concerns about Iran. The right way to do it is to recognize that we do have to, in the very least, limit their ability to develop a nuclear weapon, which is what this agreement was all about. Regardless of the other concerns about Iran, it has been effective at doing that, and the inspectors have certified that they're abiding by that agreement. Secondly, to stick with our allies, all of whom support the fact that Iran is abiding by it, and then use that relationship to try to develop an opening with Iran to develop a dialogue on the other concerns that we legitimately have with regards to Iran. But to just decertify the agreement, throw it to Congress, and create this huge uncertainty. At the same time, we're dealing with North Korea and somehow trying to open at least some kind of diplomatic channel to them. I just think it creates the kind of turmoil and chaos that makes it very difficult to have any sense of where this thing is going to go take us in the future.
But do you expect that that's what the president will do, that he will decertify?
I would be very surprised with all of his comments that he would not decertify. He shouldn't. His national security team has recommended that he not do that. But I have a feeling he is playing to his base, his very shrinking base of support in the country, but one that always likes the attitude that whatever he says, whatever he promises, he's going to deliver on, and he will interpret what he does here as a way to show that in his own way he's torn up the Iran agreement.
Well, speaking of his promises, I have one more question for you about tax reform. This is something that the president has said that he wants to do, but he said that about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, and Republicans were unable to do that, given the fight that's been going on with Senator Corker and other Republican senators. Do you think that President Trump is going to be able to get a tax overhaul through this year?
I think what you've touched on is one of the fundamental problems that is affecting the president at this point in time, which is the frustration that he's getting nothing done. And so he's reacting to that. Frankly, what he needs to understand is that his biggest problem is governing. He's got to be able to govern. He's got to be able to work with people like Senator Corker and others in the Congress if he's going to deliver on tax reform. He hasn't been able to do that. He doesn't have anybody in the White House who seems to have the ability to do that. And so out of frustration, he's striking out at people. And the more he does that, the more he diminishes his ability to deliver on anything.
You were in the Obama administration. How much do you think what he does has to do with just dislike of President Obama and trying to undo everything that President Obama did?
Well, you know, there's no question I think that that plays a role. But if you're president of the United States, you're going to be tested in history by what you accomplish, not what you've torn down, not the bridges that you've brought down, but the bridges that you have built. And very frankly, right now, this president has built no bridges, whether it's on trade, whether it's on foreign policy, whether it's on dealing with the DACA students, whether it's on dealing with health care or tax reform. He doesn't understand how to build bridges. And unless you're able to do that, no matter how much you denounce your predecessor, the public is going to hold you to task for failing to improve the lives of the American people.
That's Leon Panetta, former White House Chief of Staff, former CIA Director and Secretary of Defense, and now Chairman of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Nice to be with you, Jeremy.